Simply relax and close your eyes. Let the relaxation spread through your entire body, feeling it calm you as you still your thoughts and start to drift away to the place of daydreams, of deep relaxation, apart from the world around you. Let your breathing quiet and your body unwind. Let your mind loosen. Let yourself drift outside of the day-to-day world and into that place of comfort, the place of mindless daydreaming, of sleep, quietness. Focus on how each breath relaxes you as you breathe in calming relaxation and exhale the stress and discomfort. As you breathe in the need to let go and surrender for a while, and breathe out any resistance you may have. And you feel the relaxation spread from your chest, how the movement of your chest relaxes your body, how the relaxation spreads to your shoulders and down your arms, feeling as if each muscle, each cell is loosening, becoming heavy, almost like lead. And it moves into your hands, and you feel your fingers spread. Feel how they spread just a little as you exhale. Each breath, breathing in the loose laziness, breathing out the tightness and resistance. Feel how the relaxation spreads to your hips, and your legs will naturally part just a little as your hips lose their tension. Down your legs, seeping down your legs, like a heavy liquid slowly pouring down them, bringing relaxation, looseness, and your legs feeling heavy, down into your ankles and your feet. The liquid runs, coating you in deep, deep, restful, languid heaviness. And each breath, breathing in warmth and fuzziness, and exhaling any distractions or worry. Feel it seep into your neck, loosening the muscles there. And as your neck loosens, becomes limp, the pressure on your head just fades. And into your face, losing all expression now, as the small muscles in your face give way to the relaxation. And finally, the relaxation, the warm, heavy liquid seeps into your mind, slowing it, covering it, wrapping your thoughts in the warm, slow cocoon of my words. Your thoughts washing away into my words as you fall into a deep sleep. Sleep. Sleep deeply, totally relaxed, so easy to relax and obey. Feeling good to relax and obey. Breathing in the pleasure of obedience and exhaling your worries. Each breath takes you deeper. Relaxing feels so good. Relax and obey. It's so easy to slip into deep relaxation and obedience. The two are connected. The relaxation and the numbing of your thoughts brings obedience. And the obedience, so restful, so peaceful, so right. Deep into the trance and deep into the relaxation. The need to obey. Relax and obey. Obedience is so pleasurable and will help you relax even more. Relax deeper and deeper. And this will help you obey. It is so easy to relax and obey, deeper and deeper, so deeply relaxed. Now, let your mind go now. Just let it blank. You will find that you naturally, silently echo all my words in your mind, internalizing them, so that if I say you will obey, your mind naturally echoes, I will obey. Doing this may take some effort, or it may not. It does not matter. Focus only on my words echoing down and making them deep and personal. You're going deeper now. You will obey. Each time you breathe, you still fall deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper asleep. With every breath, deeper and deeper asleep. Silently count your breaths now as you breathe. Each one taking you deeper. Each one you count, pulling you down, echoing the words, my words, as your thoughts are gone, replaced by my words, echoing my words, internalizing them, as they take root. Deep in your mind and become part of who you are. As you count higher and continue to fall deeper with each count, deeper and deeper asleep. Sliding into the trance. Simply sliding with nothing to hold on to, There is nothing that can stop you from sliding deeper and deeper. No handholds as you slide down the slippery surface of the trance. Each breath, as the numbers get higher, only takes you deeper. I'm going to be counting backwards from 20 to 1. But I want you to keep counting silently and focusing on your breathing and falling deeper and deeper asleep. And the moment I say the number 1, you will be in a very deep, deep sleep. Unable to think about anything but my words. Unable to resist any more. 20. 19. Simply fall deeper and deeper asleep with each count and with each number you count. 18. Relaxing. Letting go. 17. Breathing deeper and deeper asleep. 16. Each time you breathe, you fall deeper and deeper. 15. Deep. 14. Going way down. 13. So deep now. Each breath, each time I count, each time you count, taking you deeper. 12. And deeper. 11. Breathe and fall deeper. 10. Your mind blank now. 9. Only obey. Let it go. Just submit. All resistance gone. 8. Breathe and fall deeper. 7. Breathe and fall deeper asleep. And falling deeper and deeper asleep. 6. Breathe and obey. 5. Breathe. Blank. 4. Breathe and fall deeper asleep. 3. Breathe and fall deeper asleep. 2. On the next number, simply sinking into a deep, deep, hypnotic sleep. On 1. So deep now. Impossible to think. Just sinking deeper and deeper. So deep for me now. So impossible to resist any suggestions that I give to you. Your mind is blank, waiting to be told what to do, what to think, what to be. Now I'm speaking directly to your deepest inner parts. And as I do, you will find my control has become complete. I'll wake you in a few moments, and you will wake feeling fine and wonderful, feeling peaceful and comfortable, and newly energized by this deep relaxation. And you may find after you wake, you may find over time that this relaxation, this complete, deep, deep submission feels so good that you have a desire to listen to this file over and over again. And that the desire may actually turn into almost an obsession. You may find yourself unable to resist listening to this file over and over again. Not constantly, but if you go a day or two without listening to it, you will find that that desire starts to grow again and again. So that after a day or two, you will find yourself coming back to it and wanting to listen to it again and again. To feel this deep submission and deep relaxation that you've longed for. Because you do long to be deeply submissive and relaxed and open to my suggestions. You will find that after you wake, you will feel fine and wonderful, and that you are starting to change. The change will become immediate. And it will be this way from now on. Whether this is the first time you've listened to this file, or the thousandth, it doesn't matter. The change will happen right away. But you may or may not notice it right away. You will find that from now on, no matter how hard you try, you will not be able to bring yourself to any kind of orgasm without permission. You may try as much as you like. You will find that your sexual drive and your desire for orgasms is not diminished at all. In fact, it's going to be increased. But whether it's increased or stays the same makes no difference. You will simply lose the ability to bring yourself to orgasm without permission. You can try if you like, of course. You may not even remember that you don't have that ability for a while. Periodically, you may forget, or you may not believe it. But as you try, closer and closer to orgasm, you will find that your body just betrays you. You are so deep now that it betrays you and obeys me. You will find that you simply cannot make yourself cross over the edge. You can get as close as you like. So close, it makes you crazy. So close that you need it so badly. And you want it. You are desperate to orgasm, But you just won't be able to without permission. You just won't. Deeply inside your body will betray you. And you may, subconsciously, find yourself doing things to prevent the orgasm. You may clench your body in a certain way, or move in a certain way, or find yourself stopping when you mean to start. Your subconscious mind, so deeply controlled now, will just take over. It will remove from you the ability to orgasm without permission. It will know deep inside that it does not have permission, and it will simply stop you. Subconsciously, you know the things you need to do to prevent an orgasm. And subconsciously, you will just do them when you get close, without permission. You might try to cross over, but just not be able to from now on. It just won't happen. Without permission, you will just not be able to come. No matter how hard you try, or how badly you want it. And you will find that the only way that you can orgasm is if you have permission to orgasm that one time. You need specific permission to orgasm that one time. Not a blanket permission that will last forever or anything like that. You will simply need permission for that specific orgasm. And you will need to get permission from someone who knowingly gives it to you. There's no trickery involved. You will need to ask for permission and get it. You will find this very humiliating, of course, but also very, very arousing. You can get permission in any way that makes sense. Through email, or through text, or through chat, or through voice. But it has to be a real person, other than yourself, giving you permission to orgasm this one time. And if you have that, and only if you have that, then you will be able to come. But without that, it will just be impossible. And you will find that asking for permission is very humiliating. You will find that it turns you on and arouses you, but makes you feel so, so submissive to have to ask for your own permission to come, because your body doesn't obey you anymore. Because you've become such a helpless, powerless, submissive slut. That will be the only thing you're allowed to do. You can't even control your own orgasms. And you know that with most sexual submission, losing control of your orgasms is very important. That's what makes you very submissive and very humiliated. You may find yourself going out to the internet and instant messenger or the chat groups, asking or even begging for permission to orgasm sometimes. This will be very humiliating for you, and you will tend not to do it. There will be a tendency to resist it, of course, because it makes you so humiliated. But you also know that without it, you will not be able to have any kind of orgasm at all. It just won't happen. Your body will just betray you from now on. And so, you may find yourself getting aroused by the thought of asking someone else for permission. And knowing that even just this asking will make you feel so submissive. And as you ask, and perhaps get turned down, it will drive your arousal more and more. And now I will wake you, counting to five. Each count will take you deeper and deeper for me into this world where only my voice exists. And when I reach five, you will begin to become aware of the world around you. Slowly, slowly becoming more and more aware once I reach five. As slowly or as quickly as you feel comfortable. When I reach five, becoming more and more aware of the world around you. Going back to the world of reality. Going back to a new world in which you no longer can control your own orgasms. In which the thought drives you, humiliates you, arouses you so much. One, deeper and deeper for me still. And when you wake, you will find that you are quite aroused by this thought of losing control of your own orgasms. Turned on by the fact that it's now impossible for you to come without explicit permission from someone else. Two, you will wake, slowly returning to consciousness, feeling so amazing, so wonderful, aroused, excited, so relaxed and so good. You will find that you come back to this file again and again. Oh, you may go a day or two without listening to it, and then the stresses of life will seem to drive you back to it, wanting, needing this relaxation. The wonderful relaxation and the wonderful peace of submission. Three, deeper and deeper now. Unable to think or focus on anything besides my voice. If you were, you might be convinced that you would not wake up when I reach the final number. But you will. You will wake up to your new life. A life no longer in control of your own orgasms. Needing permission. So humiliating to ask. But so arousing too. And when you do ask, so submissive. So submissive to not be able to control your own orgasms. And so you will resist asking, but you'll need to. Four, ready to wake to your new life. needing to ask for permission from now on. Embarrassed by it. Aroused by it. Knowing that it makes you more submissive when you do it. Craving this file and this control again and again, because it feels so good. Feels so good to lose that control. And five. Eyes open, awake, and aware. How's it feel to be a little slut? To be a slut, no longer in control of your own body. No matter how many luscious tits, tight asses, no matter how much porn you watch, how many sexy audios you listen to, you won't be able to get off. You've sealed your fate. But there won't be any regrets, will there, little one? No. You enjoy being submissive. You enjoy listening to sexy things and being forced to go to some stranger, or maybe a friend. Who knows, really, if you're desperate enough. You'll do anything to come, won't you? Oh, you poor sweet thing. No longer able to come on your own. Now you have to elicit the kindness of others just to get some relief. You've made such a wise decision. You like being humiliated. You like feeling submissive, controlled, needy, at the mercy of others. You'll keep visiting me again and again, won't you, dear? Go on. You're wanting to stroke yourself now, aren't you? Oh, feel free, Poppet. You can stroke and touch yourself as much as you want. You can get as hard, as wet, as horny, as needy as you can. Oh, but you'll never come without begging, without asking someone. So go ahead. Torture yourself as much as you want. Try it out. And then when you're needy enough, I bet you'll cave in. And you'll go seek some help with your little problem. No, oh, you poor, sweet, mindless little thing. You sealed your fate. And now here you are. Enjoy the tumble down into submission, into humiliation. Yes. Enjoy it.